Welcome to the first ever Walsh's Premiership podcast, sponsored by City Communications. My first guest is fellow Leicester legend Alan Birchenall, MBE.
Okay.
Have you got, by the way, are we starting now? because Obi's got all
no
the
swearing.
Titles.
There's no swearing. I've got it all.
Well, I'm more worried about you swearing, Walt.
Right, I know.
More worried about you. I'm in control.
This will be on, though.
This will be on. Yes, well, Obi, this is being recorded because, well, you know, he's subject to dropping a few H's. Carry on, Walt.
I had a big intro for you, Bert.
Did you?
Yeah.
Okay. Carry on then, Walt.
Well, it's a pleasure, Birch. You're actually the first person to
Highly
kick
honoured.
Off,
well,
to
shake
kick
my
off,
hand, Walt.
To
you.
Kick off and launch Walsh's new Premier podcast.
Is that because you don't think I'm going to probably fall off my perch sooner rather than later?
Well, that's right. What? Normally at our Q&As, Birch, I have to introduce you as MBE Birchenall, Doctor in Law, OBE, knighthood, and I don't know if you do walk your sheep through the town centre, but I can't do that yet, Birch. But it's great to have you on the first podcast, Birch.
Very honoured, Walt. Very honoured, myself.
That's great. There's a lot of things that I want to talk about, achievements from the past, your charity with the football club, your work with the football club, Nigel Pearson and the lads last season, this season, looking forward to... a Premier League, which is fantastic. So, first of all, really, I just wanted to get your feelings of last season. And I mean, to be fair, it was a fantastic achievement from Nigel and all the players. You know how he galvanised that team from that Watford game that we went to, and to pull them round for this last season, and to actually look, I was looking at the points and the goal difference and the way that they did it. It's probably one of the best seasons in the history of the club. Looking at it, that season, I've got to think that way. Even though I've had that many, I've won so many things and done so much, but that season, when you look at it, the points, the goal difference, the season itself was amazing.
It was just. On the back of what you said, Wal, as well, the Watford game, coming back from that and setting herself up, that you'd think there had been a bit of a, a bit of a comeback from the Watford game, and it might have affected us. But we hit the ground running from day one, didn't we? Went to Middlesbrough and picked up them 3 points, and I think that galvanised the lads and realised that there was quality in the side. I think it was a magnificent achievement. I loved every minute of it last season because, like you, we've been through so much over the years, relegation, administration, one thing and another, and managers coming in and leaving and, controversy, our football club's all about. And to have last season was just, and also, as we say, on the back of Watford, I think that was the watershed, Watford. I came away from there. I drove back here. I came back here where we're doing this interview, and I sat down in that settee just there, and I thought, I can't remember driving back from Watford because my head was
unbelievable.
I was so stunned, and I thought, can we come back from this? Not only did we come back last season, but we came back, as you said, you've got the record in front of you, the points, the goals. But the main thing I thought, well, like you watched all the games as well, was the way that we performed last year. There's winning, isn't there? And there's winning.
I think you're right.
You can win the right way, you can win the wrong way. Today, it's about winning, end of story. But we won... Majority of the time, we won with playing
class
football.
Yeah, absolutely. I thought exactly the same, Birch. It was just, there was only one team in that league for me last year. And by the way, everybody, we are in Alan Birchenall's love shack at the moment. We're in the Birchenall, the Mount of Sorrel.
The Duchy of Mount of Sorrel,
in
please.
His dining room, I gather. I've had a guided tour. It's like going through the keel, Birch.
Are you in my passageway?
I'm in his passageway. I'm
in
the Birx's back passage.
You're in my
passageway, sorry. You want to see some of the...
Can you rephrase
the memorabilia and photographs from all the years that Birch has been alive. There's George Best, there's Alex Ferguson, he's got not Tom Finney, who was it? Stanley Matthews. Sir Stanley Matthews, Sir of course. Stanley Matthews. Yeah. One day it'll be Sir Alan Birch.
Oh, Mons too. So do you like the West Wing then here at Duchy of Mount Officer?
Yeah, he's even offered me a cup of tea and a glass of water. I've been in his fridge and found about 20 cans of Foster's Lager. Bottles of champagnes for the women. Anyway, I think he's still been celebrating like the players have been celebrating.
Next question.
I mean, don't forget, I'm still on last season at the minute, Birch. The end of the season, what a finale. I was working that Doncaster game. It was a celebration never to be forgotten. And even the players do, you know, that it was unreal, wasn't it? It was surreal that this was happening. Knockout on the stage, having to go to Pearson and everyone. The celebrations have gone right through. They've been on now, how many planes have they been away? Maybe a bit of jet lag at the moment still, but I'm sure Pearson's preparation is going to be spot on, ready for the start of the season. But it's amazing. And I joined in a lot of the celebrations. Luckily, the owners have been so good to me, Susan Whelan, and let me join in. And I was in the dressing room after the game to see Nigel Pearson and get a couple of pictures. It was an amazing, end of season. And like I said, one never to be forgotten. And obviously, you're right down there, Birch. I remember all them years, and I still say it. You spurred us on to many a victory by helping us in that tunnel area. Yeah. And, you know, is it still similar when you're down there? I mean, all I do is hear you.
No, it's not. Days have changed. Everything, a lot changed since the Martin O'Neill days. When I was in the tunnel and I used to G you up.
He used to pat every one of us on the back like Brian Clough hit us all on the head away at Forest.
And if you were rubbish at all, tell them to get their damn finger out and start before. And if you were bad, I told you, didn't I? But
it was unreal.
It's the times have changed nowadays, and the PC world is cracking. They don't allow me to. They don't allow me to voice my opinions. Nor should they really, because it's not my place. But
the game's changed.
I could do it with you guys because I went out and socialised with you. I was one of the boys, but
you still do.
It's different now in a way that things have moved on. Whether it's for whatever reason, it is different. The players on a one-to-one basis aren't any different. And like for the last 34, 35 years, I've dealt with you guys right from the early days right through to the present crowd. And underneath, you know, footballers are just the same. It's just the way that they're handled now. It's nothing. It's not their fault. It's just that we were more, my era and your era, were more in touch with the fans than the present era. I'm not having a go at the players because they're more isolated away from the fans for one reason or another. Commitments, the pressure is there. It just seemed from my day and your day, there was a lot less sort of regimentation. That's the word. Absolutely. You had a lot more freedom, didn't you?
I'll never forget the Birch being thrown in the Wembley bath after Crystal Palace.
You set that up, by the way.
Beautiful. Beautiful. He had his watch and his phone in his pocket. It's still drying out today.
I still have the £1.5 note I always carry with me, soaking wet. Got on the coach, didn't I? Coming back in their kit, didn't I?
All his victims, all the numbers were all running. He had no girlfriends to call or anything. But anyway, we're going to move on a little bit, Birch. Now, I've been down to the ground today myself, and what changes down there? It's unbelievable. I actually went in to take my Derby final shirt so they want some memorabilia for the reception area because they're having some kind of museum. And I mean, it's incredible what I've just seen today. So I've seen John Hutchinson, the historian, and he's got my medals. I've given him medals. I've given him the boots from the Wembley final, which a friend of mine.
I've given
Johnny
my Aker. Boots, but mine.
If yours would be caught, nailed in yours, aren't they? With a court in.
Wooden knobs.
That's right. I remember them. My dad used to have
them. No,
but I've actually been down and the work they're doing around the club. I've seen the boxes.
Seen the boxes. Incredible. And I tell you, in the 40 odd years I've been involved, whatever happens, because one day they'll leave, the owners will leave and things will change, football moves on, as we know. But what a legacy they will have left behind, because the investment they've done. And you only have to go. I took some people around the training ground a couple of days ago, Wold. It's been a bit poorly. A gentleman, fanatical Leicester City fan. He showed me, his wife showed me his bedroom, the spare room. It's just kitted out right through from top to bottom with Leicester City stuff. He's not very well. And so I gave him a little tour. He couldn't believe what he'd seen at the training ground, the facilities, the stuff. From your time, you don't recognise it. From my time, it's been a joke. We just had the changing room and the two pitches. But the investment down there that the owners have put in just at the training ground, you know, is unbelievable. And now, I mean, it's not as though the King Power was dilapidated anyway. You know, it's quite...
Yeah,
but now they've gone and spruced it up, and it's fantastic.
I was going to go on to the owners in a bit, but you've you've
well, always was in front of you.
You're always one step ahead of the Welshman. But yeah, I've been down. I've donated this shirt, boots, and whatever, and it is going to be one. Fantastic start to the season if they get it already in the cabinets ready for Saturday. I know they're going to be working till Friday night, but going, you know, looking forward to this Everton game, and the, you know, the lads must be really looking forward to it. Nervous, I would guess at this moment in time, but relishing the challenge of actually competing in the Premier League.
Well, that's it. The likes of people that's... How many's been up there? Just Konchesky, I think, has played at that level. Nudes for a few games.
He's got a lot to prove.
First time round. And so it's a great challenge. And the walking into the unknown. You can watch it on the TV, as you know, Wol. But until you actually step out over that white line and you're competing against some of the best players in the world, but what great opportunity it is, you know, for the knockouts, for the drink water, well, for the whole squad, really, to play in allegedly the best league in the world and put themselves up there.
Yeah, I mean, I signed and you signed when, you know... You want to be playing at the top level against the top players. And that's all you live for, is to try and work your way up the ladder and get to play in the Premier League as it is now, and playing against the best players in the world, which they will be. And I do believe, looking at this squad, I'm going to go through the team with you in a minute. Obviously, barring injuries at the moment, which we look like Vardy and Knockhart are the ones who are obviously chasing Saturday. I'd very much doubt that they might be involved. I don't know. But you're looking at the squad, you know, I do believe that we've got enough class in there to compete against a lot of teams. The start of the season, we've got a really, really hard start, as you know. And we could... The harsh reality of it is we could start the season and lose four or five games. You just don't know. That could happen.
I don't want... If the worst came to the worst, Wall, I want... And I'm sure Leicester City fans will have the Leicester City heads on correct, that... You know what I'm talking about, it doesn't start. Say. You know, if we lose back-to-back, what will happen during the season?
We need...
The moaners and groaners won't start getting on Nigel's back. Give him the time. Give him... He's proven what a good manager he is by coming back from all the adversity which he did. He didn't want to leave us in the first place. I've had that this week in the local. Somebody says, he's returned, but he shouldn't have left us. I said, he did leave us, but he didn't want to leave us. There's another story there. Maybe that'll come out one day.
Yeah, I said, that's going to be interesting.
But let's have that thing. Yeah. Keep the faith. I don't
keep
like
the
that,
faith. He's right. We had a lot of doubters last year, Birch, and Birch is pointing his finger now. He means it. And I do believe he's right that you look at that Doncaster game, look at the support we had, and then flags. I think we should have them flags out again for the start of the season, do you? On every chair. The atmosphere was like Wembley. Yeah. For me, it was like a sea of blue and white that everyone was singing. But in a lot of games, until we score, we've
got to stick
celebrate
together.
Enough. We do need to stick together, because times will be hard this year. And like I said, the reality is, if you lost your first five or six games, I still believe Pearson will do well this season. I think the run-in's good. I've looked at the middle of the season. And, you know, but also on the other flip side of the coin is, you go and beat Everton and your confidence is high, and then you go into a Chelsea game not knowing what's going to happen, because everyone expects Chelsea to win. Now, Leicester...
I would say, Wolf, for three quarters of the game next season, we're going to be the underdogs, aren't we?
Of course we are.
We're going to be the underdogs, whereas last season it was completely turned around, it was the other way, you know, and we proved that. Now, this is a test of character as more as anything, how we respond when, if and when we have two back-to-back losses, and then how the fans respond, how the players respond, and I'm quite confident that all round that we're strong enough to be able to do that.
Yeah, I believe in that, Birch, and I think that the philosophy of Nigel's Pearson's football and the way he plays, it's a totally different mentality and game than what we used to play with O'Neill, but it's certainly effective. And I know that the condition of the players, the top fitness, aren't they? Every, you know, Steve Walsh is all over the world now looking at players and chasing players. Kambasio might be a...
Can I just interrupt there? Sorry, Walt, and you'll agree with me here. Your namesake, Walsh Senior.
Yeah.
But in my 50 years in the game, without doubt, he's far and away the best talent scout that I've been involved with at numerous clubs. Yeah. But certainly, he goes out, does his job, doesn't he?
Absolutely.
Comes back, not every time, but you look at the sort of talent that he's made available. And we haven't paid astronomical prices for 90% of them.
That's right. That's the thing. That's
the key. Looking at the James, the Drinkwaters, you go back to Cleverley's on loan, and the Mark Davises, you know, when he first came in, the Delats,
Well, compare us to QPR just quickly with Ferdinand coming in. I think big name. I think he'll upset the kind of team spirit there. I don't think QPR, you know, I think they'll get relegated. I think Burnley will. I'm looking at a few predictions now. I think Southampton could be in trouble. I think Villa could get dragged in again. You know, there's four teams straight away that you think definitely could finish.
Well, I'll be dead happy if they're under us by the next May.
I will as well. And, you know, I do believe that we could finish in you know, around 10th, 12th place if we have a good season. And you've got to set your targets high. I was speaking to Nigel Pearson. I went to Preston North End, obviously my hometown team, the other week to watch.
Did Larry look after
Larry
you?
Larry was top class. We had a box, Birch.
We're talking about Larry Grayson. Simon Grayson, by the way.
I had a box. He had a meal. I went in the dressing room. I went in the dressing room. He had a little fridge with all these beers and wines, honestly. And
was it free?
Pearson came in, everyone, Birch. He was great. Pearson was caning, Glyn's nodding as well. He was just having a go at him. It was right, real banter, real great to see.
And Larry was getting the booze.
And Larry,
out.
He did That's well. Unusual. The team, I know, Larry. Yeah, obviously with free.
He never buys a drink, does he?
No, but it was great to see. And just looking at the start of the season that we've had, all the friendlies, we're unbeaten at the moment. I don't know whether that's a good thing or a bad thing, but it's got to be good for that winning mentality, that's for sure. Just kind of just go on to these new signings. We've got four new signings. Leonardo Joe, I think it is. Is that how you pronounce it? I'm not sure. Maybe I've got that wrong. You're better than me.
Quite well there. I'll just call him Leo. Hey up, Leo.
I knew you'd have a good answer to that.
You know, when he bumps into Leo, somebody had to explain to him, Birch is not the full shilling, like, you know. Yeah. So he said, what is full shilling? He said, it's the Birch, he says. So, no, but he's a lovely lad.
Yeah.
He's a good lad. But I think there, well, he's going to take some time to settle in.
Of course, yeah. It is going to be difficult for these new signings, but you know, we've got Mark Albrighton, obviously Matthew Upson. You know, we don't know his fitness. This is going to be an issue. But I can understand Pearson's signings. I can understand why he's not gone for one of these massive names but I think all the fans were looking towards that, but Pearson was never going to do that, was he? But I'll tell you what I've noticed with Pearson, even when obviously it's okay when you've won a championship at the end of the season. I met him in a few dinners and places, and he was in good mood. He was telling me about who he was targeting, who he was trying to sign, and how difficult the market is, and what value these agents, you know, look at, the money that they want, these agents, the sales before they even talk to you. It's incredible what a manager now.
Did you have one? Did you have one?
I think I had an advisor.
Well, obviously, he wasn't very good because you had to think about
he
it.
He never took 1% off me, did he?
So I had one when I left with six-figure fee from Sheffield to go to Chelsea.
I was six-figure, 100 grand as well, Bert.
I never saw him. He did a bunk. He still got, I don't know where he read his arm.
You were the best 100 grand, Bert.
They were worse. Yeah. I'll tell you, agents, I'm not. When you see him sat in the training ground, you know, I think, oh, my God. You know, they're probably going to sign somebody. And I don't know, I'm not, you know, obviously I'm old school, but I'm not a fan of them because I think, you know, they're in players' ears, aren't they?
Yeah, they
are. And it's in their interest for them to move players around. Otherwise, they don't get the commission, do they?
No, that's right. Right, just quickly going on to these players now this season. You know, I know, because and Nigel knew at the end of last season that his best team was, and we could clearly see in many a games, he seemed to stick with a certain team that worked, didn't it?
Yeah.
But this time, obviously, tactics in the Premier League and different formations will be played. You know, we've got now four or five strikers that with Woods, Taylor Fletcher, if you put him up there, you've got Nugent, who I think I looked at, I've seen him play twice already this season. I think he's bang up for it. I saw him against Ilkeston. He looked really the sharpest out of everybody. He scored a few goals. You know, we've got to look at this. And I really think he's got to prove. He wants to prove a point to the Premier League. You know, because he didn't quite hit it off, did he? You know,
no,
he was unlucky. He got injured, and I still believe he's got a massive part to play. Vardy. Obviously,
he could be the revelation. You
he
know,
could
Vardy.
Be
a fit Vardy. I don't know how long his engine can run for a whole season because the energy that he puts in, there's going to be a dip somewhere along the way. But he can cause pace causes problems even in the Premier.
He started to use his pace.
Intelligently.
Very posh, Bert.
Sorry, are you having a pop here?
I like that, Bert. I like it. I didn't expect that word from you.
What, sorry? More than five letters?
You're right, though. He did. He caused problems. He got penalties, you know, by using that pace intelligently, like you say. And I think he is definitely one that we wanted to start the season. It, albeit now, looks like he's going to be out that first game. I spoke to him in one of the boxes on Saturday, and he's very, very doubtful for Saturday. Nocky as well, a shame really. He looks like
he'll be 2 or 3 weeks,
is he?
Probably, I don't know.
Well, you know, at the end of the day, like going back to the strikers, you've got the Woods, you know, whether he might be loaned out, we don't know. Mahrez coming back from international duty, I think he's going to be a revelation
as
well.
You can even use Jess Slup up there as well.
Exactly.
I think he's a left back.
Yeah.
I do think his career, 110%. I think he could be an Ashley Cole, just has to develop his defensive. He's a young boy, but going forward with his pace, just if he can develop and, you know, his defences capabilities, I think he could be a tremendous fullback.
I was going to go on to Schlupp. You're right, Birch. I think that the last six games of the season, I had him down for man of the match in every game. I went to the away games. I went to Blackburn. I went, you know, watch. For the last six games, that kid came on leaps and bounds in that position.
Mm.
And I think you're spot on. I think he's not a forward, he's a left back.
No.
And he's got to learn the defensive duties of a left back because he could get cut out with cleverness. Clever play in the Premier League where you don't track your man, not track your man, but if you're the wrong side, because sometimes he gets a little bit sucked in and people can play behind him.
But that's
got to
because
be
he's young and it's lack of experience.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Now, you know, we've come to recognise that, so is Jeff as well, and I think that
he's willing to learn, isn't he?
He's
actually
lad.
Willing. I know that. I know he's trying his best.
Good character.
To do that, and he's one one for the future. You know, one that I didn't think was. I thought he was going to leave the club, but I've got to hold my hat up to him. He's definitely one for the future. Now, on the other side of the coin, you've got Delatt, who's got to play right back. He has to. Schmeichel obviously has been a revelation since he's come. He made a mistake at Preston, but so what? He made. Did you see the three saves he made against Werder Bremen the other day? It was just unreal. The key areas as left back we were looking at, I think centre halves will be interesting to see who he starts with. You know, your midfield should read itself with Drinkwater and James in there. Yeah. There's no doubt about that. Knockhart would have been obviously in there if he was fit. Mahrez, I think, has got to play. So, you know, you look at these, the young players now, you've got Hopper in that squad, forging it in that squad.
But what's
as well.
What do you think he's going to play, though, the system? Is it going to be a 3-5-2? I mean, lots of clubs now.
He's going to change his tactics, there's no doubt about it. What did he play on, like 3-5?
1-1, didn't he?
Yeah, something like that. It was, 3-5-2.
Just as a front man, another man in behind with the freedom to work alongside of the front man. And then you're five in midfield with your two attacking fullbacks just lumping on as often as they can, basically. Yeah. And your three at the back just spreading themselves across where you would normally have a back four. Yeah. And it's like most sides are doing that. The only problem I think that we may have, Wal, is if we push too far up, as good as Wes and Wodolowski, even Liam, if they're playing in there, they're not lightning fast. Mm. They're not slow. But in Premier League, you could get killed, if you give too much space.
And there's question marks about, Big Wes's pace. But I tell you what, he deals with it. He has to be number one in that team. Without him, I don't think we're a team. He's the man mountain for me, the rock and the backbone of the team, along with Schmeichel. You look at Morgan and Vardy would have been, or Nugent's going to be the one on Saturday. So, looking at it, there's great choices for Nigel. He's spoilt for choice apart from having them two injuries. So, like you said, I think that 4-4-2 that he used last season.
Is this going out before Saturday?
I think we'll.
Okay, go on.
Oh, you're first. Don't put me on the spot. I hate doing this, but I'll do it then.
Go on then. Give us your team.
Okay, Schmeichel.
Okay,
obviously.
Are we doing a 3-5-2 or a 4-4-2?
I'm just going to give you 11 players, Bertrand.
Go on then. Go on then.
Okay, Schmeichel, Dilat. I don't know whether he'll go for the experience of Konchesky or Schlupp. I really don't know on that one. I think he'll go with Morgan and Moore. You're loving this, Bertrand, aren't you? James and Drinky. I've got to go Nugent. Ujoa, Mahrez. How many is that? Have I got one more? Right, at the moment, I'm stuck.
I think you'd have gone for Old Brighton, but he's not going to be. Probably.
About Old Brighton.
He might be a casualty. We don't know, do we? But, I mean, basically, it's.
Put me on the spot there, Bert.
Yeah, that's what it's done about. Well, if you're doing these blogs, there's going to be worse people than me. Well, there isn't, is there?
Have you ever heard of a pod, Bert?
I'm just wondering what this thing is in front of me.
He's done his hair and everything. I forgot to tell Bert. We're not on camera, Bert. We're just talking.
I spent 3 hours in makeup. 3 hours in makeup. I'm buying me thong upstairs as well. That leopard skin one I borrowed from you, Walt.
I know which one it is. But listen, Bert, just before we go now, I've got a seasonal correct score between me and you competition. I'm going to run with everyone right to the end of the season in every match. So I'm going to ring you in the week and ask you for a prediction. Right now, the winner is going to get
not a night out,
a meal for two with me and you.
Oh God!
You're paying or I'm paying. Okay, so obviously you'll be paying. Now I would imagine we're going to McDonald's, everybody, if Bertie wins, because he's. Don't forget, we choose the restaurant as
Rokely
well.
Rokely Chipper is very good.
Well, that's all right. If you decide on that, we can go and sit on the bench, down and out, and have a pint and a chip and fish and chip supper. But I've gone for 2-1, Birch, Leicester home win to kick off our season. Confident. I'm not going to predict scores. It's a correct score, this is.
You're ingratiating yourself with City fans here. Well, you've not got your hand thinking.
We're going to lose the first game of the season?
No, I'm thinking I want a meal on you at the end of the season, pal. So I'm going to go 2-2.
2-2. Okay, great. I mean, I'd settle for a point, Birch.
We can register that, can
I'm really confident.
So both your listeners, both of your listeners out there, can recognise that.
Absolutely.
There's only going to be a couple of people.
There's only going to be a couple. There is Birch. But this is going to, with having you on now, it's going to raise the profile.
Well, of course, so it did. Mons too.
We might have 100,000 by next week. And then we might get a few sponsors in. But we are looking to get some big sponsors in for this. So it's an honour to have Alan Birchinell as my very first podcast.
Honour to be asked, well.
I think just before we finish it, Birch, I did want to just speak about Nigel, and we both want to wish him good luck. And is there any message that you can say to the lads? You see them every day. I mean, I just want to wish them all the best and hope they do well.
It's been 10 years, well, and it's great. The buzz around the city has been fantastic. It starts on Saturday. There's a full house, can you imagine it? 32,000. It's just going to be buzzing. And I want to wish Nigel, along with you, Wal, all the best for this season. Let's hopefully that you're going to see some of the best football that we've had in 10 years. And we do ourselves justice.
Let's have it, Birch. Let's have it.
Rock and roll.
Thank you to everyone that has listened to my first ever podcast, and special thanks to City Communications for making it possible and for getting it out onto the airways. We will be back next month with more special guests.